rivers, the oceans, the ends of the darkest inlets, the lightest colored seas. Would not be enough, would not be enough to match the fever in my soul and the fervor in my heart and the darkness that I feel as I'm going, 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 going.
Music right there from one of Canada's most eclectic singer-songwriters. It is Jane Siberry. We heard her song, All the Candles in the World. That comes from Jane Siberry's album, When I Was a Boy. In the middle, children gather around when I tell you this. You know, depending on your age, if you were not a child or a teen of the 1980s, when you think back on the music of the 1980s, you think probably so much about bubblegum pop, and the song in the middle there is proof that the 1980s also bore fruit to music that was just absolute pure art. And that is true of Sinead O'Connor and her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, from 1987. We heard the song just like you said it would be, in the middle, from Sinead. Maybe you're like me. I am a huge Sinead O'Connor fan, brokenhearted with her passing. I've always been a fan that felt one of the biggest crimes about Sinead O'Connor was a woman that was completely misunderstood, a woman who was feared for the power that she had, and a woman that would know how to harness her power and use it for all the right things. Well, knowing that, Detroit's very own My Brightest Diamond released her newest album, Fight the Real Terror, an album recorded and written days after the passing of Sinead, an album completely inspired by who Sinead O'Connor is. We heard the title track and opening song, Fight the Real Terror, from My Brightest Diamond. And I've got to say, I am such a big fan of both My Brightest Diamond and Sinead O'Connor. There are moments in that particular song where I catch myself tearing up. I just find that the words are so powerful in that song. I am recording this episode of Girly So Groovy the day before the American election, an election that could finally give birth to the country's first woman president. And it's up in the air. But I just think about that line that My Brightest Diamond writes. Whose picture am I going to tear up tonight? Taking inspiration from Sinead O'Connor tearing up that picture of the Pope. And how do we continue that legacy of pure power? And then she follows that line, whose picture am I going to tear up tonight? With, who's going to stand with me shoulder to shoulder to take down an untouchable power? These are lines and lyrics that will carry us forward depending what happens with the election. Just remember always about fighting against that patriarchy, just like Sinead O'Connor did, and that My Brightest Diamond continues to do. When I say that this is a show where the music speaks for itself, that is no truer than My Brightest Diamond and her new album, Fight the Real Terror. Needless to say, we'll be listening to much more from that album in future episodes of Girly So Groovy. All right, let's move in a bit of a different direction. Have you heard of the duo Kit Sebastian? I just discovered them with their recent release, their third album, New International. The British psychedelic revivalist cherry-picked sounds of rare 1960s and 70s record collections, including a multicultural, multi-genre approach and a heavy dose of Turkish psychedelic influences and 60s and 70s soundtrack influences. It makes for quirky listening in all the wonderfully weird ways that you want to. So without further ado, it is Kit Sebastian right now on Girly So Groovy.
maskem de haddinden fazla. Sen gelince içimde sen o fırtına
ave.
I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from the Los Angeles duo, The Bird and the Bee, a duo who make absolute playful indie pop. This time they are taking on Van Halen. The song is called You Really Got Me, of course, the Van Halen classic. That comes from The Bird and the Bee's full Van Halen tribute album called Interpreting the Masters Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. They've done two tribute albums so far, one completely to Van Halen, the first one to Hall and Oates, and they do both of them in their signature playful pop type of way. Speaking of cover songs, I do want to remind you that it is November, and that means towards the end of the month, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, we will be doing our annual Under the Covers episode, a full 2 hours of nothing but cover songs. I am discovering some fabulous gems that I want to share with you in that episode. I feel like in some ways this week's episode is a mini version of it. In the first hour, we had cover songs of Joan Jett, the Ramones. Now we just had a cover song of Van Halen. If you enjoy that, know that you've got a full 2 hours episode coming in 2 or 3 weeks' time. In the middle, it is something special. Let's talk about what we heard there in the middle. It's British Indian-influenced band Corner Shop, who definitely made a name for themselves in the late 90s, early 2000s. They are teaming up with a vocalist named Bubbly Kaur. Now, Bubbly Kaur, at that point in 2011, was an unrecorded Punjabi singer. And Corner Shop came to know her and reach out to her and ask if she wanted to do vocals for the entire album. And her honey sweet vocals work so beautifully with the music that Corner Shop makes. So in many ways, it's a duet album. You can find the song Supercomputed, on Corner Shop's album, Corner Shop and the 00 Groove Of. But again, Bubbly Cord does all the vocals throughout the full album. And then starting that set off, a duo that know how to do multicultural, multi-genre music is the duo Kit Sebastian. They have a new album out called New International. We heard a song, and I'm going to see if I can get this title to come wrapped out of my tongue. Ellerin Ellerimde. Ellerin Ellerimde from Kit Sebastian. Okay, I think I did it, actually. We've got lots more music to come, coming up in the next half hour, the last half hour. Music on the way from Talking Violet, as well as music from St. Vincent, Jen Grant. But coming up next here on Girly So Groovy, it is new music from Vancouver indie rock quintet Hollow Twin. Up next here on your favorite, my favorite, our favorite, Girly So Groovy.